Word of warning to listeners, this week there's a podcat in the studio. She may meow, she may scratch, but she's lovable nonetheless. Hello, you are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 141. This week, I've got a doozy of a show for you. I mean, I often remark on the musical diversity of Nashville, but I think this week we've got some real surprises. Before we jump in, I want to remind you that this show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network with a wide variety of shows and topics that are all brought to you by hosts from Nashville. Hot Minute from Jamie Bradley and Ashley Spurgeon just released a surprise episode to close out their season, so go give that a listen. There's lots of new shows on the network, actually. New episodes from My Fantasy Funeral, Thick as Thieves, Nashville Demystified, Band/Fiction with Andrew/Zach. Whew, there's so much great stuff to listen to. Just turn off your TV and go listen to our shows. You won't regret it. Who needs TV anyway? Jeez. I'd also like to mention that we're available on all the podcast platforms, and if you'd be kind enough to subscribe wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple, Google, etc., we'd appreciate it. I'll leave it at that. All right. Enough babbling. Let's hear some music. As usual, I'm not going to introduce these tracks. I'm just going to play them and then tell you what you heard. Let's dive right in.
See you.
Real Like You from Model Tenant. A few episodes back, I played some new music from Thad Kopeck and his wonderful new album, Center, and I was surprised to find out old Thad is also in this band, Model Tenant. Kind of a supergroup, really. From what I read on No Country for New Nashville, the band is comprised of Josh Gilligan, Thad Kopeck, Liza Odachowski from Liza Ann, Zach Dyke, formerly of Coin, Ali Klausner of Joseph, Robbie Jackson of Keeps, and Abby Clark of Sister Kit. That's a lot of people. I mean, I'm not complaining because it obviously works. That's a great song. I'll do my lazy journalist thing and say I get like a kind of a Broken Social Scene vibe there. It's a huge group. There's a lot of singers. It's kind of this laid-back thing going on. I mean, picking a big name like that and comparing it to another band is the worst kind of music journalism. It's a disservice to Model Tenant, but it's a touchstone. It's a place to make a reference. So that's the reference I made. You can find the band at Model Tenant on Instagram, but their last post was from August of 2018. So I have no clue if this is like a one-and-done kind of project or they're just like gestating new works. I can't imagine that coordinating seven people's schedules is an easy job, so I don't fault them for posting more. The upside, you've now heard the entirety of Model Tenant's discography. Impressive. All right, let's just keep going.
Slice. I like my drinks with lots of spice, and appetite's a human vice. I'm guilty of, I never toss my salad lightly, never travel under 90, always do a little more, and I've got time for, but sometimes when I've had enough, and fill my cup up again. And then I ask for more, I'm not ashamed. At least I ask in my own name, and I wouldn't dream of taking more than I could love. And when I meet my death, I'm sure I'm gonna
but if
Okay. Well, wasn't that something a little different, huh? That was Melanie with Bon Appetit off of her 1978 release, Phonogenic, Not Just Another Pretty Face. This actually popped up on my Bandcamp recently, and I was frankly a little surprised to see it. Melanie is best known as the original hippie. She was one of the three women to play the original Woodstock in 1969, and she's pretty well known for her songs Brand New Key and Ruby Tuesday, among several others. She's not actually from Nashville, but according to Wikipedia, she does live here now. So I felt like it was relevant to play this here. The album has covers of We Can Work It Out, California Dreaming, and some other songs, but I picked this particular track because it seemed to be like a song about living life in the largesse, and it has this perfectly laid-back 70s vibe. Those horns are just, like, undeniable. Just perfect. You don't hear that anymore. I'm into it. I highly suggest going to check it out. It'll be linked from this episode's detail page on weownthistown.net. So that's all I can say about Melanie. There's, like, a rich, long history. She's still touring. I mean, that's insane. Like, played in 1969 in Woodstock, is still on the road currently. Ugh, amazing. So lots to hear there, lots to unearth, lots to add to your listening list, your giant listening list. But start with Phonogenic. Good record. Okay, let's keep this going with a track that was actually submitted via the site. Here's Joe Kinkle.
I was out there sitting in my 1991 Toyota Camry. I was headed to nowhere in particular. On a road that cuts the city into two north and south halves. Sitting at the stoplight, staring vacantly into the red. I was minding my own with both windows down. Suddenly out of nowhere, this sort of man pulls up in his white limousine with his slicked black hair and his cigar lungs. He cried to me,
that was Joe Kinkle with Red Light off of his record Dream Creator. This came in via our site submissions at weownthistown.net, and it really grabbed me. I admit that it starts a little left of center, but I love when it kicks in with that line, utilize your time better. And there's like a general tenseness to the whole thing. Like, I don't know, undeniable. Joe's in another band called the Styrofoam Winos, but I really suggest that you start with this solo album. There's kind of a Venn diagram of Dr. Dog and Skyway Man and Todd Rundgren going on that really works. Again, maybe that's lazy journalism, but it's a touchstone. It's a reference for you so that you know if you want to pursue this suggestion. Go listen to the title track, Dream Creator, or listen to Something in Your Hands or Smoke City. I mean, really, just listen to the whole damn thing. It's great. Thank you for submitting this, Joe. I'm going to keep listening to this record. I will continue to suggest that others do as well. And now for something completely different.
Hey,
Okay, that was Black Market with a dub remix of David Bowie's Suffragette City. I cannot believe that works as well as it does. I think in the history of this show, we've played maybe one song in that genre, and it was from the Boo Dudes, which was meant to be a complete joke. Turns out, it's actually possible to make dub remixes that aren't completely miserable. I'm as shocked as you are. I would love to say that the source material is so good that it's impossible to mess up, but, I mean, I've heard a lot of remixes. I've heard many, many remixes in my day that completely mangle the original, so it's not that. Black Market has done this same treatment to a bunch of other entities, everything from The X-Files to Twin Peaks to Stranger Things to Michael Jackson to The Twilight Zone, and you know what? I actually listened to most of it. All right, I skimmed most of it, but still, it's pretty amazing how well this works. We don't play a lot of remixes or reinterpretations here on the show. We tend to focus on what we call original songwriting, but that's kind of a bullshit term because that was super original. It's such an interesting new take on that Bowie work. So good job, Black Market. I've been highly suggesting a lot of things. I guess you can't really highly suggest everything. Maybe you just suggest something, or maybe you know that if I put it on this show, I suggest it. I don't play things on this show that I'm not like into, because why would I waste your time like that? Well, that was a fun little aside. Check out Black Market with David Bowie's The Next Dub. They say that it's the best place to start in their discography. I don't know if I agree with that or not, because really everything that I listened to was pretty dang interesting. If you're a fan of Twin Peaks, the work that they did with Twin Peaks is pretty awesome. But yeah, I enjoyed everything that I listened to from them. Strange, surprising, pretty refreshing. All right, let's continue down this path of weird surprises. Thank you. Wow. That was Arch Echo with Stella from their forthcoming May 1st album, You Won't Believe What Happens Next, with an exclamation mark. So I guess it's, you won't believe what happens next. I don't know. There's an exclamation mark. I don't think I have the words to describe what's happening in that song. It's a bizarre combination of speed metal style licks, 80s production, and keyboards, and just, it's absolute mania. I'm confident, I'm 100% confident that listening to the full album, it will induce a full-on quadruple bypass heart attack. I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's go a little deeper. I'm going to play two tracks by the same artist next because they're both just a little over a minute, and I think they deserve a little more airtime. That was PK Waves with Fox, followed by High School Dream off of their album Granular that was released in April of 2019. I probably should have given you a heads up on that genre, but that's just part of the fun here, isn't it? To give a little background on why I chose this, aside from the fact that I like it, I listen to a music podcast called The Music Digest, and the hosts, Brian and Jay, sometimes pick songs that they end up describing as vaporwave. Whenever I hear this, I feel an overwhelming urge to contact them and let them know that what they're playing is not vaporwave. I feel infuriated when I hear them do it. So I figured I have a music show. I'll play these tracks from PK Waves and be like, hey guys, this is vaporwave. But I don't know that this is vaporwave. Like, the genre itself, vaporwave, is a very defined aesthetic, but it's also kind of a moving target. The production on these tracks feels like it fits, but the beats and a lot of the instrumentation it uses is not. It's got a bit of glitch, it's got a bit of dance, and it's even got a bit of like ambient to it. Let's be honest, I have no idea what it is, but I like it. So here's another one that I don't know what it is, but I'm way into it. We'll be right back. See? What was that? That was Gumbotron with the song Okra Smoka from The World Is My Stew. It's a two-song single that was released back in early April of 2018 that I just happened upon. Would you call that chiptune? Maybe. It's another one of those strange hybrids of niche electronic genres that are all blended into one, and I'm really digging it. The other track on the release is called Secret Soup 2, and it's just as good. Where are all the chiptune shows in town happening? Is that a dark matter thing? Is that a house show thing? How do I get in on seeing this kind of thing happen live in front of me? A lot of unanswered questions, and I think we're going to leave it at that. Please remember, all of the artists that you have heard on this episode and every episode are from the Nashville area. So where else are you going to hear a 1978 pop song butted up against some local Todd Rundgren, butted up against some questionable vaporwave? Nowhere. Only here on We Own This Town, folks. Only here. Actually, if there is another podcast that's doing this, please let me know. I'd love to listen. So, you can find us at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can get in touch with us, DMs, ats, emails, see me at shows. If you happen to know what I look like and just tell me what I should be doing, would love that. Leave a review. Maybe I'll see it. I hope. Why don't you try leaving a review? We'll see if I see it. Okay, the show music that you hear underneath me while I'm talking at the top and bottom of the show is from Upright T-Rex. You can check them out at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Love those guys. Thank you, Ross and Cody. See you all next time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye! Oh, man. Am I really going to leave that in?